Kennedy.
Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
It is time now for our Corporate Farmer program on AM 1300 KGLO, that weekly show where we get a chance to visit with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer and kind of get the scoop on what's going on around the office these days and bring everybody up to speed in the springtime of the year. Chad, how are you this morning?
Great. Things going on. Why, you think stuff's changed or something?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And everything changes.
I know. I just kind of check my daily news feed, and it seems like, it's time for some announcements. And we just got that yesterday from Iowa. Finally, came out with a filing extension, moving the deadline there for your Iowa return to June 1st. So, not that was some like huge surprise or something or unexpected, but it's always good when you see that because everybody asks the questions and wonders until we get word from Des Moines, and we finally got that yesterday.
Well, yeah, and there are a few of us that not that we're holding off till the very end, but we are.
Yeah,
but it's good to know those dates because at one point in time we had the national. Federal at one point in time and the state another earlier, and that makes it challenging.
It does, and it's just a matter of coordinating some of that stuff and being able to send out your communication. We try and get that out via Facebook and letters to our clients, newsletters and things like that, so that they're aware of some of that stuff, and obviously we're not the only ones that promote that. I'm sure even there on your radio station you've been, having some highlights or quotes there from the department or the Internal Revenue Service as part of, making people aware of some of those things. But, the other side of it is just coordination with the federal. Some changes that we've talked about here in the last few weeks with unemployment compensation probably being at the top of that list, the federal electing to exclude up to $10,200 of unemployment payments in 2020, as long as your total adjusted gross income is below $150,000 for the year. And then, Iowa just, kind of reestablished the fact that they had already passed some legislation that matched the federal on these issues. And so, again, something that we pretty much knew, but it's always good to kind of hear that from the horse's mouth, and that's what we got on that. And then, some other resources that they've made available. The federal always has the portal there for Where's My Refund, so you can kind of check status of some of those things, and when you wonder, did I get lost in the system or what happened, people often go there to kind of see if it's already been initialized or it shows that it's been paid and you don't see it in your bank account, or maybe it's still in the works. You can get an update there in the Iowa kind of release to the link to their Where's My Refund site, so that you can plug in your personal information and get an update on where all that stands. So a few things out of the state. We've been getting plenty out of the federal, so now we get some updates from Iowa as well.
Well, it kind of gives you a chance then, too, in your office, and I think for others, too, I suppose, to just kind of plan out over the next several weeks.
Well, the difficulty, in coordinating that is that, that you get a few people that are kind of already planning on that post-April 15th getaway, and so this kind of throws a little monkey wrench into that, and then, by pushing it off into May 17th at this point in time for the federal, and like I said, June 1st for the individual, that starts playing into some other plans that people may or may not have. And, quite honestly, I hate to get the cart too far ahead of the horse here, but most of, the accounting professional groups and taxpayer advocacy groups are already leaning pretty heavily on representatives in Washington to maybe push that deadline out even further. So, you know, right now, the talk is possibly the middle of June. So, you know, I'm not going to be, I guess, too surprised if we see this delay extended somewhat further into maybe even the summer months at this point in time. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting deal, and, you know, again, for us procrastinators out there, it's welcome news, I guess, because it just buys you more time to forget about last year and not have to pay your taxes any sooner than you, I guess, absolutely have to.
So what do you recommend those for those people that are ready, that have everything put together, they know where they're at, they know what's going on, everything's set, and just to go for it, get it, pull the trigger, and move on?
I would say in most instances I would go ahead and do that unless you have something. Like I said, with the unemployment, you know, if you have a marketplace policy or any of the issues that you probably will get some guidance from your preparer on. And so, you know, if you were one to kind of do the old online deal yourself, maybe do a little research, I guess, before you kind of jump the gun and do something that you might regret. You know, again, I think I mentioned last week the IRS has said that they are going to work on their computer systems to rectify some of these issues for people that have already filed and weren't in a position at the time to know that these changes were going to occur. So maybe they had a marketplace policy and had to pay back some of the premium tax credit or, you know, paid taxes on their unemployment benefits and now receive that relief where they wouldn't have been taxed on some or all of it. You know, again, the IRS says, we'll fix that for you. Well, I'm pretty sure the state won't, just because they don't have the resources to correct some of those issues. So in all likelihood, you're at least going to be filing an amended return for Iowa. And more than likely, I would say you're going to have to do the same for the federal. And so why create that additional work for yourself and headaches that, you know, especially if you're trying to do it yourself, I'd say the amendment process is not the simplest thing, and I'm sure that many of the sites out there have tried to make it as simple as possible. But, you know, just from experience, I can tell you that you want to get, you know, a good description down and explain what adjustments you're making and make sure that you've done that according to the way that the IRS or the state is looking for that information. Otherwise, you might just create yourself a whole summer and maybe fall, and possibly based on the 2019 filing period, maybe up to as much as a year of work for yourself trying to sort some of this stuff out. And again, to circle back, that's kind of where we find ourselves at this point in time, and why the extension of time for filing has occurred is because they're still so backed up from 2019 that you know, a lot of those returns that they pulled or had to do some additional verification on have not been taken care of at this point in time. And so, you know, there's no need to probably start on a whole new year's worth of issues on their end. And so I think the representatives out there in Washington are saying, man, let's get this stuff straight and get it figured out before you know, we make kind of fools of ourselves and the entire process. And that's really the biggest reason why we've gotten the extension at this point in time.
Yeah, you're probably talking to some of your clients too, I would guess. I know you got some down in Missouri and so forth that are probably not too far away from thinking but putting some planting in the ground.
Well, a few of them this morning have accused me of blowing them all the way up to Iowa with that wind. I don't know how much you were outside, but that was the big topic yesterday as far as the high winds and stuff. And so, you know, I guess we can look at the negatives of all the sticks and branches and everything that are in our yards now, but also you know, it's gone a long ways of drying some stuff out. So I think you're right. If we get through this little few-day cold snap, I do believe that the weather looks pretty good going into the weekend, and I'm sure, you know, following Easter, there's going to be a number of people that do try and get out in the fields and get started on some things. So, yeah, that's definitely exciting news.
Yeah, it's always kind of fun to, you know, while you're going through the process with your accounting firm, Corporate Farmer, to be also thinking about spring and getting out and getting the work done in the fields.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, one of the best reasons, like you said, as far as getting some of this stuff taken care of and getting the taxes wrapped up is because, you know, they're definitely going to get busy here pretty soon, and that's going to be not number one priority in their minds. And, you know, I mean, it's just fun talking on the phone or, you know, I did have the opportunity last week to get down and see some people in southern Iowa and Missouri and Kansas, and, yeah, there is definitely some kind of pep in everybody's step as they see, you know, where prices sit right now, and the weather, you know, probably has a little bit to do with it. We all feel a little better when we see that sunshine and feel that warmth, you know, as we walk out the door. And then, you know, spring, I think it's just a new feeling for everybody. And so, you know, that's fun to be able to share in some of that. And obviously, we'll be a big part of their planning as they look at trying to figure out what they're going to do with these opportunities and when they want to sell some of the grain that they hope to harvest this fall, and then look at expenses and everything for deductions that they need to avoid paying it all out in taxes. So, yeah, it is definitely a welcome change for us as you get out of kind of some of the doldrums of tough cash flows and into the opportunities that are presented when commodity prices are high, and some of the economists that I've been listening to here lately are very optimistic as far as all commodities. You know, we all hear on the news about gold and silver and platinum and some of those precious metals, and then obviously, you know, like I know over the noon hour I usually tune in to hear you guys talk about the crop prices and stuff and where those sit and everything. And so I think that there is definitely a positive attitude as far as where those commodity prices are going to stand this year and definitely into the future.
Yeah, there's nothing like that little getaway for you too, isn't it? Kind of nice, I would guess, for you to just get out and, you know, kind of that shake and howdy type thing and be face to face with some of your clients.
It's weird because you just you can sense the opportunity of being able to chat a little bit and talk to somebody, you know, especially somebody that maybe haven't seen in a little while. You know, we all get that when we see some relation that we haven't talked to in a while and share some of our goings-ons and experiences. And I'd say that's what it's like for me, too, when I get out and see somebody that maybe I haven't seen for a year, just talk to a little bit on the phone and stuff. And so, you know, those meetings tend to last a little bit longer than, you know, what they otherwise would. Just, like I said, catch up on how the kids are doing and what they're up to and, you know, what their experiences have been through this process and, you know, how their family and everybody else is doing, you know. So, and then you got the business end of it, and you know, for me, I mean, obviously I enjoy the financial aspect of things and being able to help people in that way, but and it's such a relationship business that it's important to kind of see where people are at and what they do and try and understand kind of their perspective on how they operate their business. And so I always like to kind of catch up and hear how things are going for them, for sure.
Oh yeah, just to hear the other side of the table, see what they've got going on. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, we got big plans for Easter, Chad.
Yeah, I think first opportunity for us to kind of get up and see the in-laws and be in a kind of larger group is you know, some of them have had the vaccination and so they've been trying to lay low and not be around too many people, and that's kind of affected some of the past holidays, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas and you know, the like. But so it's going to be the first chance for us to kind of all get together in that kind of fashion. So knock on wood, I guess, more than anything, we're all healthy and maybe been through some of those challenges on our own with, you know, the COVID positives and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, that'll be fun, and it'll be good to kind of see everybody again and catch up and see what they've been up to.
Yeah, we all kind of get a little break that way, too. The weather will be nice. You can, you know, open up, maybe be outside mm-hmm. a little bit, and that'll be make for a great Easter weekend, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I've had my one brother back from California here for the week, and so he's been staying with us and hanging out, and get a couple of my kids back from college. I think one's coming back later today, and the other one will be back for the weekend. So, yeah, plenty of excitement, and that's a lot of fun. And, man, you couldn't have it any better, right? Good weather, family, good food, and a great, you know, kind of time for sports with basketball and golf and all the things. I don't know about you, but my son kind of twisted my arm on Sunday and wanted to kind of go hit the golf ball around. So we dusted off the golf cart, and it was a little chilly on Sunday, but we got through five holes. So I figured that was a nice. Good start to things. And especially for me and my back anymore, I don't need to start out swinging and playing nine holes anyway so that I feel terrible the rest of the week. So, yeah, win-win for both of us.
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah, we're looking forward to a great weekend ahead and a happy Easter for everybody and to all of your staff, too. You guys, you'll be in the office then on Friday then, too?
Yeah, I think we'll mostly be in here. We try and kind of give people some relief and maybe cut it short a little bit on Friday in the least. But, you know, I'm sure there's a few that will kind of trickle in and out over the weekend and things like that as well. You know, it's still kind of on all of our minds as we try and get here closer and closer to finished. And you know, even if we've got that extension out there, I think most of us don't want to be, you know, focusing in on some of this stuff for all summer. We've got other things that we want to move on to. And so, you know, it's still go time, no doubt about it. There's not been any deep breaths or any of that kind of stuff here, like they could relax or anything yet.
All righty. If somebody needs to touch base with you, get involved with Corporate Farmer, how do they do that, Chad?
Yeah, super simple. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Happy Easter to you and your family. Enjoy.
You too, Tim. Have fun and enjoy your family as well.
Will do. Thanks.
Bye.
Chad Hansen with us, everybody. Again, happy Easter. That is Chad from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300, KGLO.